pray together, let's continue to study Jesus is the bread of life. Let's turn to John chapter 6, verse 35. John chapter 6, verse 35. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. So we know that during this time, our Lord Jesus Christ spoke his first I am. He said, I am the bread of life. But there's one thing that we must do, even though he's the bread of life. But it says here, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me, right? He who comes to me shall never hunger. So in other words, our spiritual life must be very active. Even though he's there for us, but we ourselves must make determination to go toward him. Just like these people over here. During this time, many people, they went to Galilee, right? They want to go and see our Lord Jesus Christ. But look at verse 5, chapter 6, verse 5. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming toward him. So the reason why these great miracles happened because the multitude went toward our Lord Jesus Christ. So because of this, Jesus had compassion on them. You know, nowadays, actually, so many of us who live in this country, we are so blessed. Because when we follow our Lord Jesus Christ blesses us with everything. I remember the first time I went to Africa, really. When I saw our brothers and sisters there, I feel so sad. Why? Because some of them, they can go 2-3 days without having food to eat. And whatever food they eat, it's so little. I remember one time I got some crackers, right? And of course, when I took out the crackers, Ritz crackers is pretty good, right? So when I took out the crackers, I mean, at first I just wanted the little ones to eat, right? But when I took out the Ritz crackers, all adult, right? You just push the little ones away, right? Because the adult themselves, they want also some crackers, right? So when the little one got the crackers, the way they ate the crackers, oh, it touched my heart so much, right? When they got a piece of crackers, every one of them can have only one. I didn't bring too much with me, right? So they took a little piece of cracker and they went like this. Like that, right? They eat it like that. Why? Because they want to cherish every bite that they, you know, that they took when eating the cracker. So in the beginning, actually, the IA, when they go see our brothers and sisters over there, they really want to bring so much food for them, right? They even bought 4 acres of land, right? So they can, you know, grow things to eat. So at first, we try to bring so many things, you know, to them to fulfill their physical need. But they realize that most of them, when they are filled, actually, they just leave our church. Then from then on. But even we try to bring stuff to them. For example, when I go over there, right? I have my bag with me, right? I mean, how much stuff can I bring with me? For example, in Kenya, there's 2,500 members. Can I bring enough food to me to give all our brother and sister there? Just say 500, right? Because most of the time when I go there, I see about 500 to 1,000 of them, right? Can I bring enough food to give to them? Of course not. I just bring my own, you know, beef jerky and some crackers, always so heavy already, right? Especially when you have to walk sometimes 4 or 5 hours one way to get to a place. And you always need to have water with you. So because of this, I cannot carry too much stuff. But then our church realized that we cannot bring them the physical things, but rather just bring the Word of God to them. So when they themselves trust in the Word of God, then they themselves can walk toward God. When they walk toward God, God will bless them. You know, in Africa, right? Most of the time, they don't have a job. They cannot find a job. But even if they find a job, guess how much they get paid per day? Guess how much? 1 cent. A little bit more than 1 cent a day. A dollar, yes. $1 per day. Can you imagine, right? One morning, a brother got up, right? He took a bath. He looking all good, right? When he came back from his work, I couldn't even recognize him. He was so dirty and filthy. Why? Because he worked in a sugarcane field, right? So all day, he cut the sugarcane and loaded into the truck. So it was so dirty. And I say, "But how much do you make?" Say, $1. Can you imagine that, right? But those who come to our church and truly believe in the Word of God and they walk toward God, God bless them abundantly. When we go to Africa, one of the commandments that's so difficult for them to keep is the Sabbath, right? Because Sabbath is the marketing day. So in our world, those who work in the field, they would get all the produce that they have, you know, harvest, then they would carry with them to the market on Saturday to sell so they can make money and things like that. But from where they live to the market, sometimes it takes 4 to 6 hours, right? They have to carry this huge thing on their head. Right? I have no idea how they do it, right? Huge thing on their head, and they have to walk 4 to 6 hours. Can you imagine that? Can you do that? Most times, sisters don't want to carry all these huge things, right? So on Saturday, if they don't go to the city and sell their produce, this means they cannot live. But those who have faith, on Saturday, they stay in their village and just worship God. And guess what happened? On Sunday, God will bring people to the village and buy stuff from them. Can you imagine that, right? So in other words, they can save, right? 8 to 10 hours and 12 hours. If they truly have the faith to worship God. Why? Because God himself will bring the people to buy their produce at their village. So they don't need to walk 4 to 6 hours. This is faith, right? So the same thing for you and I nowadays. But we must walk toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I remember one sister, right? She sell this donut out on the roadside, right? It's full of dust, this and that. And the donut she sells, like, you know, it's like this big, right? And each one is like 1 cent. But when I go to visit her, there's hardly anybody travel on the road. And I ask her, "Sister, how can you make money, right? Selling this kind of dough." I'm talking about in Africa, right? And she said, "Guess what? Every single day, God brings enough people to buy her donut so she can make $1 a day to feed her family, provide for her family." How wonderful this is, right? And one brother, he was very smart, right? So he makes some fancy toilets, right? Because in Africa, there's no toilet at all, right? You just dig in the ground and put, you know, a couple of pieces of plywood there and just go on it, right? So, but this brother had an idea. He elevated the bathroom, right? So he built walls and stuff like that. So he charged like 2 to 5 cents each time people go to the bathroom, right? And become quite wealthy, right? God bless him, right? So in other words, for you and I, look at us, how blessed we are. That's why here, when our Lord Jesus Christ saw the people walking toward him, right? Coming toward him. Then he said to the disciple, "Where shall we buy bread that this may eat?" And then chapter 6, verse 6. "But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do." Then verse 7. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little." 200 denarii, right? Each day they work, they make 1 denarii. 200 denarii is not even enough. Why? These people, maybe it's 10,000 of them, right? 5,000 men, but that's beside women and children. Maybe they have a lot of children, maybe it's 20,000, right? But for whatever reason, 200 denarii, they have not enough. And then, you know, and verse 8. "And one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him," verse 9, "There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. Then they said, "But what are they among so many?" So in other words, you can see they're in a great dilemma. The dilemma is that there's so many people are following them. They need something to eat because actually the other versions say they've been following for 2-3 days without having anything to eat. So our Lord Jesus Christ here, of course, he knew what he's going to do. But he asked his disciples, what can they do? Just like nowadays for you and I, one day when you get married, right? If God bless you with children, you have to take care of them, right? And one day you don't have a job, you cannot provide for your children. And tuition nowadays is so much, right? So that's why if your parents pay for you to go to college, you must study hard, right? It's very important. Why? Because your parents work very hard, right, to provide you money to go to college and things like that. Money does not grow on tree, that is for sure, right? But all of us are so blessed, right? So many of you, you wear fancy clothing, right? You wear fancy shoes, right? You know, when you compare yourself to our brothers and sisters in Africa, really. You know, all the little brothers in Africa, their belly is so big, right? Why is it so big? Because they are full of food? No, right? Because they are malnutrition, right? So, and then, you know, I remember this little brother, because he just walk around naked, right? And he's 9 years old. And he's the one that have to take care of one cow that they had, right? This cow is a milking cow, right? So they could not eat the cow because they need the milk, right? So the little brother always have to go and take care to eat grass different places, right? He has no shoes on, right? And when he falls, he's full of wounds, so no one take care of him. So the time when I look into his wounds, it's full of maggots, right? And the flies all over him. It's really so sad, right? When you guys 9 years old, what do? I'm sure you have no cow to take care of, right? Maybe your parent just say, hey, take care of your room, right? Even then, you don't even do it, right? Especially for being Asian, your mother take care of you with everything, right? Eating, showering, everything, right? That's when we are so blessed. Of course, it's good that we can live in this kind of environment. Also, we have to realize this blessing comes directly from heaven to you. It's very important, right? And for us nowadays, look at the toilet we use, right? Actually, Bong Park Church have very fancy toilets, right? When I go to Africa, the thing that gives me the greatest pain is the toilet, really. Because it's just disgusting, the toilet, right? Really, can you imagine every day you have to go to the toilet, every day everybody have to go to the toilet, right? And every day it smells so bad, really. In the morning, the toilet is full of mosquitoes. In afternoon, it stinks so bad you cannot sit there at all. At nighttime, it's full of what? Cockroach. Every day is like this. Can you imagine living there? But over here, we are so blessed, right? But sometimes blessing become a curse. Why? Because we forget where this blessing come from. So that's why here we can see, right? So these people, they were starving. So, but our Lord Jesus Christ in verse 10 told the disciple to make them sit down. But the lad, he had only 5 loaves of bread, right? And only 2 fish. In other words, if you and I have our Lord Jesus Christ, even though we have very little, but our Lord Jesus Christ will give the increase. There's no doubt. Even only 5 loaves and 2 fish, you can feed 15,000 people, 20,000 people. Why? Because Jesus was with them. For you and I, the same thing. We don't need to worry what we eat, what we're going to drink. What we need to worry, the most important thing, is to put our Lord Jesus Christ first in our lives. If we be able to do this, even though we have very little, God will bless us with everything else. There is one brother, right? He have only an associate degree. And, of course, you know, when he was younger, he was a really naughty brother, right? So because of this, he hated school. He didn't really go to school. But then after he finished associate degree, he really returned back to God, right? Then he became a council member. But I remember one time he went for an interview for a job at a university, right? And he shared with me, actually, the people who apply for that job, they have their master's degrees. Some of them even have their PhD degrees, right? And he has only an associate degree with a no-name college. And guess who got the job? He did. No, when he got this job, he cannot believe it. It's truly a blessing from God, right? Why? Because he made determination to put God first in his life. Even though with only associate degrees, God allowed him to get a most awesome job. He still has that job now. And sometimes I go to lunch with him, right? Everybody have to be in a hurry. Hey, an hour already passed by. They have to go back to work, right? But for him, he's like, oh, what are we going to do next? I'm like, what do you mean, what are you going to do next? Don't you need to go to work? He said, not really, right? His job is so easy, I'm telling you. And one time I went to that university, and I was driving, right? And all of a sudden, I see him with shorts and T-shirt coming to work, right? at 10 o'clock. Like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm just coming to work. His work is so blessed by God. I'm not saying he's lazy. He's a very good worker. But his job is really a cushy kind of job, right? Really. And sometimes he goes with his boss to Fry's, right? For 4 or 5 hours to look to buy stuff. Him and his boss. And he has his job for how long already? 5, 6 years already. Associate degree, really. So don't think, right? When you go and get your PhD, MBA, your MD, whatever, right? Of course, go get all those things. But make sure don't forget about God. Because even though sometimes we have only little, but God will be able to increase. Because with God, nothing is impossible. Look at here, these people, right? How can you have 5 loaves of bread, 2 little fish, be able to feed so many people? Because Jesus was there. But what was the problem? Look at verse 11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciple, and the disciple to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. Verse 12. So when they were filled, he said to the disciple, get up the fragments that remain so that nothing is lost. So here, all these people, right, 2-3 days, they've been starving to death. So now they have been filled, they can have whatever they want. And then what happened? What happened? In verse 12, why did Jesus have to ask his disciple to go and gather the fragments that remain so that nothing is lost? What does that mean? What does that mean? What's that? Cup overfilled. Yes, a blessing overfilled. It's true, right? But here, why do they have to go and gather the fragments? Why? Why? Actually, quite often, we are just like these 5,000 people. Why do they have to gather these fragments? Anyone? What's that mean, the fragments, right? See, after these people ate of it, right? They feel, they forget, so they just throw all the leftovers aside instead of keeping it. You understand? In our words, sometimes God blesses us so much, then we don't appreciate what we have. Just like these people. Why? Because this blessing, right? So look at, even though these scraps, right, fragments that remain, then when they gather together, a 12 basket full. So the same thing, if you and I really think about our lives, what God has blessed us with, and we put it all together, we also will gain 12 baskets. God blessed us with so many things. I remember when I first came to this country, every time I think about this, I feel sorry for myself, right? Because it's a very sad story. I remember, of course, I left Cambodia when I was like around seven years old. And when I left Cambodia, and then I went to Thailand because of the war, right? And I remember in Thailand, all I have to wear is my underwear. That's it, right? I was walking around with nothing. And one time I remember, I went to the garbage, right? And I found one sock, I'm telling you, right? I can remember this very vividly right in my head right now. I can picture myself walking, right? I found one sock, and this sock was full of holes. And the other time, of course, usually in the morning, I go and play soccer with all other kids, right? So I got up in the morning, I was so proud putting the sock on, right? Why? Because no one else has sock, only me, even though it's all full of holes, right? So I walked to the field, right? Oh, I was so proud, right? All I had is one holy sock. But I really feel so complete and so full, right? Then when I first came to this country, the same thing too, right? My family and I lost everything, so we were so poor, right? I remember my first pair of shoes were women's shoes. And I wore women's pants for a long time. Right? I remember, you know, because usually when we get some clothing from the church and stuff like that, right? I know if you get clothes from the church, what is the first thing? Maybe you guys don't have this kind of experience, right? When someone gives you clothes and stuff, right, from donation center and stuff like that, the first thing you're looking for, you go into the pockets and look for some quarters and stuff like that, right? You guys don't have the kind of experience. Of course, my brother and I, we have like a bunch of bags of clothes, right? So we'd go into the pockets and try to find, you know, money. So I saved a quarter, right? I don't know for how long, for many, a long time. And finally, I had $6. $6, right? Because I always walk by this store, this community store, looking for a pair of pants that I want, right? And it was $6. And every day I go to school, I always walk by this store, And finally, I have $6, right, to buy this pair of pants. I'm telling you, when I put on this pair of pants, because the pants that I had on for a long time already. It could just stood up by itself, right, that pants, because that's how dirty it was, right? So when I bought this pair of pants, I tell you, when I put it on, I feel so shy, right? Because everybody know Booty can have a new pair of pants, right? Because when I go to school, hey, what happened to your girly pants, right? It's no longer there, right? So what happened when I went to school, I wore those pants, I was so shy, so embarrassed, right? Because I had my new pair of pants. But after a couple of days wearing it, I feel like, oh, wow, I feel so cool, right? Those pair of pants. But look at now, right? Really. Look at now. I mean, I can much wear anything I want, right? I can even wear a money suit if I want to, right? But who want to do that anyway, right? But I'm just saying, right? Anything I want to wear, anything I want to eat, right? I remember when he first came to this country, my family was so poor, right? There's eight of us. See, four sisters, two brothers, my parents, but eight of us, right? And we live in a one-bedroom apartment. I'm telling you, but that one-bedroom apartment was full of love. We have nothing there at all, right? I remember that every time the day before trash day, my brother and I used to go out, right? And try to find things in the garbage. I remember one time we found this huge TV, right? Those wooden. The screen is like this big, but the TV was huge, right? You know, I don't know, but you guys are too young for that, right? So my brother and I looking like, oh man, I can't believe we found the TV. We got so excited, right? So, but we're like over a mile away from home. And I was small. My brother was small too, right? Even though now he's 6'2", right? But still, we were small, so we're like, we got to make a determination. Let's carry this TV back home, right? So me and him, we have no idea how long it took us, right? It's two little kids carrying this huge TV, right? And finally, we got home. When we got home, we plug it in, we turn on, there's nothing. It's all snowy and stuff like that, right? So we felt so sad, like, oh, man. But the TV looks good there anyway, just there, right? So we kept it there. So one morning, I couldn't sleep. So I'm like, let me turn on the TV, right? So when I turn on the TV, like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, it is one channel. You can see somewhat some kind of picture on there, right? And it's very snowy, right? But you can still see some kind of show on there. So I woke up my whole family, hey, there's pictures on the television, right? So we all make noodles and stuff like that, right? And ate and watched TV. Really? We were so joyful. But of course, to live that kind of life also not good, right? You always worry, right? You have not enough food to eat, not enough thing to drink, right? But I'm saying that nowadays, God bless you and I so much, really. When you see your parents, you should hug them and kiss them and say thank you to them, right? Because they work so hard, right? And for them to come to this country, right, from Taiwan, from China, from wherever it is, it's not easy for them, right? My dad, when he in Cambodia, he had high status, right? He was like a governor. And to come to this country, he was nothing. But he came here because what? Because of his children. But the main important thing is that if God blesses us so much, we should be able to worship God even more, pray to him even more. Don't forget. Don't be like these people. The reason these people, they are full. Physically, they are full, so they threw pretty much all the food aside. But Jesus said, no, let's gather everything. When they gathered the 12 baskets full. So the same thing for you and I. But when I look at all of you, I feel so grateful and so thankful to God, right? That even though you are so young, but you understand what is important in life. You can take these 2 weeks, go, right? And do a lot of stupid things out there, right? Really, 2 weeks. But you chose to come here to study the Word of God and listen to us speak all day. It's very tiresome. But thank God you have the heart to do that. And never ever forget this kind of heart that you have, right? You know, I watch for Captain America, right? Captain America. So, you know, he's all skinny and stuff like that, right? But that professor, right, told him, the most important thing is that, right, when you become all huge and all strong, Even before the professor died, what did he do? You guys watch it? Yeah. I just like the first half. The second half was pretty stupid, but yeah. The professor even pointed to his heart, right, like this, right? Before he died, right, he pointed to his heart. Because he wanted him to make sure. That's why he chose him anyway, even though he's so skinny and stuff, right? But he has a good heart. So one day, really, when you become someone or somebody, don't forget about God. The simplicity in your heart right now, as teenagers, you should have also the rest of your life. But here, these people, yes, they want to follow Jesus Christ. They go after him. But when they ate, when they are full, they just throw God's grace to the side. Don't do that. Sometimes for me, I also do that, right? Why? Because sometimes when, right now, even I go to Dallas, God bless us with a huge house, right? And really, anything I want to eat, God always bless me, anything I want to eat. You know, the other day, right, I don't know if it's last night, the day before, I really feel like I want some fish, right? I want some fish to eat. For some reason, I want some fish. Then when I go to the kitchen and there's fish soup, right, and I ate like four bowls of them, right? Really, God is always like this. God's always like this. So God always provides everything. But the most important thing is for you and I not to forget about him. Don't throw his grace to the side. But rather, put it all together and you realize how wonderful God is. But before we can realize that, we must understand the blessing is a sign for us to know who the God we worship. Just like these people. That's why let's read verse 26 and 27. Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the sign, but because you ate of the loaf and were filled." Verse 27. "Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal upon you." So for you and I, when we truly walk toward the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ will bless us. But the most important part is not the material blessing that he blessed us with, but rather what is more important is he himself. I know my wife for 19 years now, right? I got to the point that in my life, if my wife and I are homeless, I would still continue to love her. If tomorrow we lose everything, I will continue to love her, and she will do the same thing with me. Why? We get to the point that God is our love. No matter what happens, as long as we have God, we will have each other. So in other words, no matter what happens in our lives, we must seek for what is the most important, that is God himself. When we have God himself, everything else becomes so meaningful. That's why I always say, our Lord Jesus Christ, he's just like a dictionary, right? What is in a dictionary? Words. Meanings of word, right? So when Jesus, right, he said, like a dictionary, he adds meanings to our life. Without Jesus Christ, there's no meanings at all, really. Really. When I was a dog, right, I live in a big castle, right? I have my own suite, right? My bathroom is all marble, right? And I can wear different clothes every single day for the whole year without wearing the same one. But I was not as joyful as now. Just last week, my wife and I, we have a one-bedroom apartment in San Jose, right? One-bedroom, small one, right? But we are joyful. Really, we are joyful. Why? Because even though it's small, but God is with us. So always remember this. Even though our hearts are so small, nothing in this world can fill it. Only our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Not your parents, not your children. Believe me. My wife very much, but there's no way she can fulfill my heart. Because only God can fulfill our body, soul, and spirit. Human, our love is very limited. So that's why it's a no-brainer for you and I. Always seek for God. Because when we seek for him, he will bless us. But when he blesses us with the things, do not make it become a curse. And how does it become a curse? If we don't remember who's the one that given us. Just like these people. Always put God, grace together, and you will see how awesome He is. When we see how awesome He is, we should continue to seek for Him, not the things that He can give us. So that's why now I'm at 40 years old. I came to a conclusion. If I have nothing at all, if I have a Lord Jesus Christ, I'd be joyful the rest of my life. I hope someday you also have the same feeling, because someday you will know. But now when we are young, sometimes it's very difficult to realize that. But I'm speaking the truth with you, because there's nothing else in this world can make me so joyful as our Lord Jesus Christ make me so joyful. Now let's come up and pray together and make determination to put Him first in our lives. Let's come up and pray together.